Lesson 6. A career in the linen industry. Elizabeth Bentley was awakened by her mother each morning at 3 a.m. Breakfast was a meager repast, usually no more than a crust of bread, after which Elizabeth set off on the 2-mile walk to the linen factory in England where she worked. Fearful of being late, she often forced herself to run. The factory gates opened at 5 a.m., and Mr. Burke, her employer, did not condone tardiness. She would be beaten if she were late. Removing full spools of linen thread from the frames on which they were spun and replacing them with empty ones, Elizabeth worked swiftly under the baleful eye of the factory overseer. He would berate her if she dawdled and felt no compunction about beating her if his threats were not heeded. Hundreds of others worked alongside Elizabeth, and beatings were frequent on the factory floor. At noon, the frames were shut down for 40 minutes. Elizabeth had been working non-stop for 7 hours, and she struggled to stay awake to eat her simple midday meal. At 12:40 p.m., the frames were restarted, and Elizabeth worked steadily and without another break until 7 p.m. That was during the slack season. During the busy season, she worked until 9 p.m. After a grueling day's work and her 2-mile walk home, Elizabeth, usually too tired to eat, wished only to lay her diminutive body on her cot and sleep. She was 6 years old. Mr. Burke would not permit employees to profane the Sabbath by working on Sundays, so Elizabeth worked only 6 days a week. She was one of the more fortunate ones, for she had a mother who cared for her, and she received a wage of 2 shillings a week. Less fortunate were the orphans from the local poorhouse, who were rented out to employers by the poorhouse staff. The orphans received no recompense for their labor. Their earnings went to the poorhouse. They were called apprentices, a euphemism indeed, for they were really slaves, bound to a factory or coal mine for 12 years of servitude, or until death or infirmity cut their working lives short. After 7 years in the linen factory, Elizabeth was in constant pain. Her ankles and knees were so weakened that she could no longer endure the demands imposed by the framing machines. Mr. Burke considered his employees expendable, so at the age of 13, she was replaced by a younger and stronger girl. Elizabeth lived at home until her mother died, when Elizabeth was 18 years old. Unable to support herself and broken in health, she was placed in the poorhouse. Although child labor protection laws were passed in 1802, they did little to ameliorate conditions for laboring children. Employers found ways to circumvent the laws. Often parliamentary officials were no help in enforcing them. Many members of parliament derived their wealth from the profits of cheap child labor, and other members viewed governmental regulation of business as heretical. Fortunately, the government continued to investigate the abuses of children in mines and factories. In 1815, Elizabeth Bentley told her story to a government commission. As a result of her testimony, and others like it, the Factory Act, passed in 1833, arranged for a system of factory inspection. The subsequent reports given by the factory inspectors generated public interest, leading to more laws that eventually helped to improve conditions for children in England.